After gathering nearly 1,000 signatures online, Molly and Smith says she hopes the school board will follow the lead of so many other schools around the country to abandon what she says are racist, outdated, and derogatory mascots. A member of the Penobscot Nation and the daughter of former chief Barry Dana, Smith read from a 2005 American Psychological Association report that found that Indian mascots, quote, establish an unwelcome and oftentimes hostile learning environment for American students and affirm negative images and stereotypes that are promoted in mainstream society.
It is a form of discrimination against American Indian nations that leads to negative relations between groups.
The American Psychological Association, along with its main chapter, recommend that such mascots be removed. Last year, the Skowhegan School Board voted to continue using the Indian mascot. The board did not take a vote Thursday night, but did allow several people to speak, including high school junior David Grace, who says he is Native American and has felt nothing but pride in his school and the mascot.
I've never been scared, or no one's been saying any racist comments or any names with me being a Native American. And one of the best memories I have from playing football is recovering a fumble. And everybody was cheered and everybody was happy. And that made me proud to be a Skowhegan Indian.
But Cecil Gray, who grew up in the racially turbulent South in the 1960s before moving to Skowhegan 40 years ago, says he can't understand the school district's reluctance to make the change.
In 2016, I am actually bewildered and dumbfounded. I am utterly dumbfounded that a simple cultural request like this has not been honored.
Gray says he still has hope that Skowhegan will do the right thing, but he says if the school board can't retire the mascot, he hopes that a higher state power will intervene. The petition is also being presented to the Maine State Board of Education and the Maine Principals Association. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.